Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
This week is National Nude Recreation Week.
That's right.
It is Nude Recreation Week, also known as Put a Towel Down Before You Sit Week. It's an annual event that was created by a group called the Naturist Society 38 years ago. National Nude Recreation Week is a powerful reminder that the human body is disgusting and, with a few notable exceptions, should be covered at all times. Apparently, there are nude art shows, beach parties, there's canoeing, which is naked canoeing. But happy Nude Recreation Week. I will not be participating this year. I have a very strict policy. If you want to see me naked, you have to pay.
Man, I'm not good with nudity. My own, at least.
Yeah, mine,
I'm not a fan of it at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay.
I walk by the mirror and go, pfft. You ever do that? No, you don't, JC. Jenna, you don't.
Well, speaking of nudity, I was looking online and I saw that the ESPN has their body issue and all these random athletes are
they do it every year.
Naked is why?
It's the bodies because it looks it's them in action but without clothes.
It's physiological,
on.
You know. It's not sexual. It's
I thought maybe because you know how some artists will pose naked to promote prostate cancer research or funding. And
I don't think it's.
I'm just wondering
it's
why.
Art. It's just art. So it'll be a baseball player swinging a baseball bat, but he's not wearing any clothes. So you could see his muscle.
All of the muscles.
Yeah, like, goes into work. Cool.
Yeah, but there are women there that have six packs.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Is that
well? That's why it's attractive.
Well, when you see
an athlete,
action.
Their bodies are incredible.
Yeah. Is that attractive? Your question, if a woman has six-pack abs?
This is beyond...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a soccer player's six-pack is different than, like, as long as it's not a popcorn six-pack. I think a six-pack on a
popcorn six-pack.
The one that bulging out.
I have a caramel corn six-pack.
Like that, you'd think it was a man. And then some of these men in their naked poses, they're going to get it in the locker room when they get back. I mean, some of them are
That's what they're hoping.
Well,
no,
I don't know what you mean by that. What do you mean?
Some of them are like,
not impressive.
Like, no, I'm saying they've got them posed and doing some stuff that's going to get them.
Yeah, embarrassing.
Oh,
yeah, I think they're going to be teased a lot.
See, they've been doing it for years, and I haven't. If they got teased for it, then athletes wouldn't do it.
Exactly.
Because once you go to the locker room,
you look at the pictures and then tell me what you think.
Think about it. They work so hard on their bodies, and it's a chance for them to, you know, show the results of their hard work.
And no, Kelly, I don't think that muscular is sexy, but it's not for Maxim. I think it's more like the feat of getting a woman to get her body to look like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's just...
Mm-hmm. I guarantee you, they're not teasing each other for that. In that locker room.
That flow.
Okay, you look at the pictures
and
then get back to me.
My buddy did it. My buddy did it last year, the guy that plays baseball, Ryan. He did it, and he had a couple that were, you know, where I'm looking at him like, But I asked him, I'm like, did anybody say anything about the pictures? He's like, no.
They don't want to admit
totally
they saw him naked.
They said, cool. No, they see each other naked every day.
Are you ready for love letters to Kelly? We're late.
Well,
whatever.
The kids, see, the thing is I know you wanted to talk to your housekeeper.
You don't mind if we do that real quick?
Yeah, I don't mind if you want to bump me for a break.
No. No.
Consuela.
No.
No?
No, it's you. I can tell
you.
No, okay.
Just
start off saying no.
No.
All right.
No.
Consuela, it's Kid. I just...
Hello, Mr. Kid.
Hi.
Thank you for giving me the job of cleaning your house.
Oh, so
that week is such honor.
Okay, that's so nice.
Sweet.
I wanted to ask you about something. You know, I got home from my trip on Sunday. Yeah.
No. Did you have a good time? You have to show me pictures. I know steal them.
Okay, yeah. But I had a great time. Anyway, I put my suitcase by the laundry room door, like what I always do, with a note that said, please unpack this bag and separate for washing and dry cleaning. And it was just sitting there, the bag and the note.
I don't see that, no.
You didn't see what? The note?
No.
You didn't see the note?
No.
Not that. You didn't see the suitcase?
No.
What didn't you see?
No. The laundry room.
You didn't see the laundry room.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Well,
apartment's not that big.
It's
is
there.
No laundry room.
I also brought back a few souvenirs from Hawaii, but I can't find them. Did you like put those away or something? Or?
No, the hula skirt.
Yeah, the hula skirt.
No, I don't see no souvenir.
Wait.
I want to know.
All right. So you had to leave early yesterday. You didn't. You didn't finish. How's your sister doing?
No, I don't have a sister.
What?
All right, you told me you had to go visit your sister in the hospital. That's why you had to leave.
No, say that never. No.
You didn't say that?
No.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, can you come back today then and finish up?
No, not today. Sorry, not today.
Why not?
No. I have to visit sister in hospital.
You have to visit sister.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right. Well, I also brought home a lei. Did you see that?
No. She must have left before I got there.
Oh, no. See, no.
She gone?
No. That's right.
I got to go.
All right. No. Bye, Costello.
Bye.
All right. So that's not working.
Adios.
Out at all. I think I need to change.
You know what? I think you need to embrace her. Maybe have her as a live-in maid, even if she only, you know, works for you.
That's creepy.
Legitimately one day a week.
She sounds fantastic to me.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
she sounds like a lovely lady.
You want to have her come over to your place and help Kinsey out in the final months
absolutely.
Of her pregnancy?
I might need her to come over.
Valuable.
Yeah. Very attentive.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's the worst case. And, no.
Apparently, you need to watch where you put your laundry room because you've misplaced it.
Yeah.
Yeah, where'd that go?
Kelly, you have no room to talk here on having in-service help that's reliable.
What?
Have you not hired your stepdaughter to be your nanny?
You can't judge her reliability based on 2 days of service.
I thought she's a...
What?
You said that she's like a crazy teenager with blue hair.
Well, I've hired my stepdaughter to be my nanny.
Yeah.
And she's going to be a live-in because I leave for work at an ungodly hour, so I have to have
leaving her all
in.
Alone in
How
the
old
house.
Is she?
She's 17.
Yeah.
And, you know, just some minor, I mean, she just moved in. We're still getting, you know, feeling each other out a little bit about, you know, some responsibilities with Emma Kelly and household duties.
How old's Emma Kelly?
6.
I knew that. And we're close friends, but I had to ask for the radio.
Yeah.
Thanks,
this
kid.
Is now her big sister.
What's her name again?
I have to explain to Emma Kelly that I know this is your sister, but she's also the boss when mommy's not here.
And that makes you the boss of your stepmom, or your stepdaughter.
So it makes me step-boss, right?
Yeah. Right.
So there's been a few minor adjustments we've had to make.
What was her first question?
Her first question to me was, do you have Showtime?
Because?
Because she is crazy about Dexter.
Mm. And you do have Showtime.
Well done.
Just so happens so I do. She even has watching parties and discussion groups.
Oh, wow.
So you have
a teenage... Blue-haired...
Purple. Her hair's
purple. Purple-haired, serial-killer-loving nanny.
She knows how to get away with it now.
Let me know that her hair dye tends to come off in the night, so I might need to get some dark towels.
I love it.
You should talk to
protect the pillow, so she's got purple hair dye.
Can I cancel my Showtime and come over for Dexter parties with you?
Consuela, not sounding so bad right now.
All right.
Yeah. So that's just a couple little things we gotta...
Yeah.
It's fine.
I'm sure you'll get on top of it.
Yeah.
Love letters.
Here we go now with
love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm afraid my ex is going to ruin my wedding. I'm marrying a wonderful man in about 3 months. I can't wait, but here's the problem. A year ago, Rob broke up with me, the ex, and it sucked. The relationship wasn't good, but I loved him. I met my fiance a few months later, and we fell in love pretty quickly. Sure enough, after we got engaged, Rob decided I'm the one that got away, and he wants me back.
Uh-oh.
I told him that's not going to happen. He said, well, how about that time at the wedding when they say, is there anyone here who objects to this union? What if I just happen to speak up right then?
Mm-mm.
He has a spiteful streak, Kelly, and I'm really afraid he's actually going to do it. I'm literally having nightmares about the disaster that could ensue on my wedding day. I'm picturing fistfights, drunken slurs, and worst of all, my husband-to-be getting hurt and angry. What do I do? I'm 29, by the way. I know you like to know people's ages. My name is Wynn.
I do, because
it helps.
Make a
it
difference.
Does help.
You hire a security guard, and you post them at the door.
At your wedding?
At your wedding.
Yeah, you put the picture out.
Hey, people do it all the time, celebrities and stuff. You have the people, the picture, and if this guy comes near, he's escorted off the property.
What if he wears a disguise?
Big Al had a security guard at his wedding, but it was to not let his fiance in.
And if you don't want to hire security, you have someone in your family. You get your big burly brother or your big burly cousin.
Yeah.
Someone who can take care of business. And when they see this guy coming, say, dude, either get off the church property or the reception property, and you know, or I'm calling the cops. You're not wanted here.
Is this deserving of a threat on her part? Is this deserving of a threat to him? Like, Rob, if you come within a mile of that church, I have hired the meanest bounty hunters ever. You're going to regret that move for the rest of your... It's okay to say that, isn't it?
I would think so.
Yeah. Sure.
Maybe make it invitation only. You can't get in a wedding unless you have an invitation.
Because he's terrorizing her. That's what he's doing. He's just terrorizing her on her most special day.
If you have a lawyer friend, maybe you can...
Get a restraining order.
Sometimes just a little phone call from a lawyer friend threatening something. I don't know what legal action she could take, but you could hire security. An off-duty police officer would love the extra cash.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Plus, it's kind of cool when people show up and you're, I don't see you on the list, sorry.
Oh, wow.
You stand over here. Oh, yeah.
Hot girls, red velvet rope is your wedding.
Hot girls, you can come into the wedding.
Hey, I get one of those things where you make people stand in it and they have to put their hands up over their heads like this.
Oh, you like the TSA airport thing?
You take the naked picture of them?
Yeah. And then you laugh at it.
And then you can post them at the reception.
Ha!
That's your party.
Wait
favorite.
A minute! Wait a minute!
What?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
What are we going to do?
You know what? Forget
it. We're going to get rich?
I come up with so many great ideas, and you guys don't appreciate any of them.
Come on. Tell me.
All right. What's been one of the biggest crazes in the last 3 or 4 years for parties? Bring a photo booth, right?
Yeah.
And then afterwards, the pictures are posted on a private website where everybody that went to the party can see them.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's rent one of those TSA machines where everybody's doing this and then post the pictures up everywhere.
First of all, I don't think you can rent TSA screening machines.
I bet you could for the right price.
These are like $100,000.
Fine, an x-ray machine. X-ray machine.
You have to have this on your logo for you, with the hands.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't like that idea?
That wasn't one of the better ones.
I like the x-ray machine where you take a picture and your head's just poking out, so it's just your skeleton with your head. What? Jenna?
And then you can match the heads on different bodies and stuff.
Have you noticed how the girls are not into our ideas today?
No.
I have noticed that since the day the show started.
I would much rather have that machine where you...
This is going to be worth stopping down for. I know it. I can feel it.
This is it. Let him. He has his golf club in his hand. Let's hear it.
I think.
No, but it's a legitimate machine. We did. Kelly and I did this. It tells you what your baby's going to look like.
Yeah.
You know, do that.
It merges the pictures. Yeah. That's not necessarily a machine. You do that just on a computer.
I mean, it's random, yeah.
Yeah.
It's got a bunch of different little
iPhone
kids in
app,
there.
Actually.
Yeah.
So you don't really need a machine.
Oh. 99 cents. Probably. Cool.
Maybe you should just stick to the cool picture buttons.
Hmm? How about you just tell a kid when he's funny?
Funny, JC.
Love letters to Kelly.
James writes, "Dear Kelly, you are the love expert."
I am.
That
what?
This is a bit. I don't know. All right. I've been married to a beautiful, smart, funny, and vivacious woman for 13 years. When we got married, we Brady Bunched together 6 kids.
Wow.
I can honestly say waking up to this woman every morning has been the longest continual pleasant surprise of my life.
That's nice.
Whoa. Major problem, though. Mm-mm. I can't go much longer without just coming clean and telling her that her actions are completely threatening to destroy our marriage. The truth is she puts too much weight on the chip.
Okay.
In fact, she'll not only incorrectly dip the chip, but she will enlist the aid of a second chip. We call that the recon chip. To rake salsa from the bowl onto the first chip.
I've already tuned this Bless letter these, out. I
chip.
Only take serious love letters to Kelly.
And then
Kid
to add
Craddock,
insult to injury, she will then dunk the salsa ladle-laden monstrosity into the queso bowl, ruining the queso for everyone who is not a natural mixer.
Mm. Yeah.
I am not a fan of the mixing of the queso and the salsa.
I'm a fan of it, but you got to do it on your own.
Well, sure, if it's your choice.
Yeah. Individually, yeah.
I love this woman, Kelly, with all my heart. How can I overcome this blatant violation of the rules?
Just divorce her.
I can't believe she's married to such a punny guy. So, there you go.
That's Kelly's way of hating on him and me at the same time, since I created the whole campaign.
How does he get over this horrifying character flaw that she has?
Well, she sounds like
obviously
she's doing,
it's her character that's the issue.
Aside
here.
From the mixing, she's doing everything right. She's got the recon chip.
Yeah. No.
When she does place too much weight on the chip?
Every time she picks up a chip, you just have to say, why I oughta.
It's people like
this. One of these days.
Like this.
People like this, they don't even deserve love.
Right.
That's right.
I agree.
I think he should be killed.
All right. Dear Kelly.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert. Mm-hmm. Tyrell.
Shout out.
My wife has always been the nervous type, but lately something has clicked in her head that makes her have panic attacks like 3 times a day.
Oh, boy.
I never know what I'm supposed to do. She calls me at work. She's hyperventilating. I feel like I just make her angry and more panicked when I can't calm her down. I feel really helpless and unsupportive of whatever it is she's going through. She sees a therapist, and I read every article I can find on this thing, but the results I get in reality aren't what the magazines say they should be. How do I handle this? I've been her husband for 9 years. This is a new development. I can't calm her down.
Well, she might need to see a different therapist who can prescribe medications to help her chill out.
Yeah, she just needs some Xanax.
Yeah.
I mean, just because you're going to a therapist, it doesn't mean it's the right therapist.
Yeah, true.
You might need a different therapist if it's not working.
Get her some of those medicinal marijuana cookies.
There you go.
Yeah. There's always that.
Dope her up.
Like I had a therapist once who told me I was crazy. I said, I want a second opinion. He said, okay, you're ugly too.
That's funny.
You know what? That was funny. Less funny with the, you know, when you have to play your own sound effect to the joke.
I actually play the drum here. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Mm-hmm.
Love letters to Kelly.
Presley with two S's, right?
Ooh, you don't fancy about that.
I like that name.
You might have talked about this before, but I can't remember your answer. Can you teach a guy how to kiss? Because I started dating this awesome guy who's everything I could ever want in a man except for the way he kisses. Mm. I'm going to make a comparison so you can understand where I'm coming from. Imagine having to force a screw into the wall using your tongue. Your tongue would have to be stiff, straight, rigid, and forceful.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what happens when we kiss. There's no softness to it, no sensualness to it.
You gotta be sensual.
It's like his tongue is the screwdriver, and my mouth is the screw, and he puts it in there. I don't want to dump him if this is something I can teach him to do, but I don't think I can go on kissing him.
I'm sure Jenna's been in this position before I have.
Yeah, we all have.
And it really depends on the kisser, the kissee.
Yeah.
The man, because I have been with men who, at first, the kissing was awful,
mm-hmm.
and you try to lead by example, kissing him like you want to be kissed, and sometimes they follow along, and it turns out okay.
Just do that thing, girl, too.
Sometimes,
they go, no, softer, softer.
I have kissed a man to the point where I have blisters on my nose, and I said, I can't do this. It's horrible.
You're doing it wrong.
Horrible.
Yeah, right. You're supposed to kiss mouth to mouth.
I mean, I'm saying, you put a lot of time and effort in, and it just, he's not going to change. That's the only way, you know, he's unteachable.
Yeah.
Mm.
So what do you do? Can you teach a man to kiss?
Yeah,
some
blisters
men you
on
can.
Your nose. You ever like torn an ACL?
Do you pull a hammy?
You men don't understand that sometimes you have a 5 o'clock shadow by the end of the evening.
You ever got turf toe?
It's a little abrasive.
Turf toe.
Yeah. I rubbed my toe all over his face. I got turf toe.
Oh man.
No, it's true. It can be, especially in the. In the beginning, in the onset.
Yeah, all you
want
to do is kiss.
Someone.
All you want to do is make out.
Because after a while, it's like, okay, kissing's overrated. You don't have to kiss anymore. But if it's that bad and it can't get better, I don't know.
That's a shame, too, man. Because, you know, I'm the best kisser on the show. We've all known that.
Yeah, just ask your hand.
No, but seriously, kissing is something that you really want to do in the privacy of your own home. And then every once in a while, you want to just, in a restaurant, just like,
I know.
Just bust one on, you know? But if the person's not doing it right.
I think for women, it comes down to this question.
It's gross.
Does he have a bunch of money?
Yeah.
Then it's fine. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, money does cure everything, right?
Huge amount of money.
Oh, man. To be stuck with somebody that can't kiss for the rest of your life, who refuses to change.
Don't let them kiss you.
Think about it, Kelly.
How do you do that?
Kissing is something you only do in the first, maybe third to half of your life. The second half of your life, or the two-thirds after that.
You ain't kissing at all.
It's just a... See ya.
Yeah.
And that's fine. Everybody can do that. Nobody messes that up.
So you're saying she just has to get past we don't care about kissing anymore?
It's such a small span of time where the tongue and mouth is an important component to a relationship.
That's true.
Right?
I don't know. I feel like I'm the reverse on it because I find it to be more intimate than.
Do you
want to
see two seniors making out, like full on tongue and stuff?
Yeah. That's kind of cool.
But don't you think that passion in the beginning leads to the security of being in the relationship later on? Like, if you're kind of dreading kissing them and stuff, that kind of ruins other parts of the relationship.
Exactly. Well, you save that kind of kissing, the real cool kissing, for when you guys, you know, for the special moments.
Yeah, if it's a sign, if you haven't progressed with this person beyond the kissing, then you could say the kissing is a sign of how other things would be.
You could.
There's a study out that says that you can tell if a man is going to be good in that area by how he eats his eggs.
How?
Like if he goes for the egg whites first, like a fried egg, right? If he goes for the outside of the fried egg and eats all the white first and then the yolk last, that study shows that his partner is more likely to say that he's really good. Whereas if he just takes the fork and just stabs the yolk, goes right for the yolk.
You got to break the yolk off into the whiteness.
That might just mean he's aggressive.
Yeah.
And who is eating breakfast with someone before they've already gotten to that point?
Yeah, true. At that time you're going, explains
everything.
I can't
tell you a time I've eaten breakfast with a guy before I've made out with him.
That's a good point, yeah.
We're eating scrambled eggs.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
You know, maybe you're with your mother's boyfriend or something.
Oh, yeah, maybe you can judge your dad. Just watch how your dad eats eggs and then be completely grossed out. Yeah. So imagining.
That's it for today's Love Letters to Kelly.
Love letters.
You have a love letter.
Love letters to Kelly.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
This time tomorrow, don't miss Kid Craddock in the Morning's new feature, Make It Sexy.
What?
Yeah.
What?
This time tomorrow, Make It Sexy.
All right.
Can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make it sexy.
Wait for those kids to go to school, you know? Mm-hmm. But of course, it is summer.
Yeah.
Wait for those kids to go to summer school.
4 months.
Yeah. We got a big concert coming up for Kids Kids, August the 15th. Here's Big Al to explain Kids Kids.
Alrighty. Kids Kids is an organization that Kid Craddock started about 21 years ago.
I was seven.
Yes, he was. He was 7 years old. Anyway, we take chronically, terminally ill children to Disney World every year. We leave here on a Thursday. We spend Friday in the park, Saturday in the park, Sunday in the park. We do the show there from Disney World
time
on Monday.
Matter. Yeah.
And
he's
take
really
it away,
going
Jenna.
Into great detail, isn't yeah. he?
That's what I do. I
okay.
get to jump.
So you told
all
us
all expenses paid.
You told
trip
us the days we're
families.
Going. You didn't mention yeah. that we bring yeah. the entire family along.
Yeah,
mom and dad, a brother, a sister.
No, we were
detail.
Going on with our bit, yeah. kid.
Oh, okay.
From when we did TV. When
yeah. Jenna goes, I like charity.
When they,
yeah, I like we, charity.
I like charity.
Charity.
It was just so perfect. You see,
tell him, Jenna.
When did the anvil fall on your head? When was that?
It's daily.
The thing is, though, he. He has a little bit of an excuse other than throwing me under the bus. There was no excuse for that, just because we didn't have in ears, so we couldn't hear you and Kelly yeah. talking with the right. news yeah. anchors about so like, about how everything was going when we were taking yeah. donations. And so instead of saying, you know, it's going great.
Oh, wow.
Well, we even we heard them say, how's it going? At yeah. the phone bank, guys.
We could hear.
Well, Kids Kids is an organization. Man.
Yeah. And then I didn't have a mic. I had to talk into Jenna's boob or something. Was it?
No, yeah, I talked into Jenna's boob.
Yeah, which was really appropriate
anyway,
for.
We've really ventured far off yes, topic
local.
Here.
Yeah. It was really yeah. funny, though.
I think everyone on the show, though.
Jenna, what does Kids Kids mean to you?
I mean, combined, we have on this show probably like close to 60 years of experience on this show. I would think everybody should be able to say in a couple of sentences what Kids Kids is. Yeah. You know, yeah. I'm just asking.
We take care of kids and their families. Take the whole family, mama, daddy, sister, brother, to Disney World. Mm-hmm. All right? It's all expenses paid, too.
Everything's free.
Yeah, everything is free.
Paid for by the listeners.
You stay on mm-hmm. the campus right there, yeah. Either at the Dolphin or the Swan Hotel.
Yes, Southwest that well-known Disney campus.
Campus, property, yes. whatever.
Southwest Flies
a
is
state?
Out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The city.
Amusement park. Okay, so
I've heard that Disney World's a fun place.
Yes, it's so you too could join us on our trip to the University of Disney campus. No, we go every year, yep. and it's an expensive trip, and we hope to pay for it, at least part of it this year with our first ever Kids Kids concert, starring these fine artists who have agreed to play for us for free, so that we can make as much money as possible for Kids Kids. Starting with Jason Derulo. This concert will be in Dallas on August the 15th. We'll be doing flyaways and fly-ins and VIPs and meet and greets.
We'll be at the House of Blues.
House of Blues. You can go to kidskids.com and get all the details on the packages that are available for this show.
Because we're offering some cool VIP ones, right?
Yeah.
Really cool. So Jason Derulo. You know, until we booked him for this concert, I forgot how many hits the guys had in such a short right, period of time. Right. There's that one, and this one. In my head. And then there's that riding solo one. I'm so sorry, Kelly came in raving about this song when it came out. He loved this song. Very optimistic.
I'm riding solo. He's not riding solo anymore.
No, he's with that Jordan Sparks.
Yeah, yep. buddy.
Who's a friend of the show, too.
Mm.
And also appearing on this concert, Bill, we have Andy Grammer. Live, Andy Grammer. Oh, you turn out fine. Not the hook. All right. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey, you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down. Tickets for this event will sell out very quickly. They go on sale Friday. You can get them at, I don't know,
Ticketmaster.com.
It says it on here?
But the packages are actually on sale
now. You get them at Ticketmaster, or you can buy them straight from the House of Blues box office only on Friday, and you don't have to pay the service charge.
Mm-hmm. Right. Friday, this Friday, ticket packages and VIP packages available at kidskids.com/concert, or just click on the slide there. Mm-hmm. You'll see it right there.
All right. I think we nailed that.
That was really good there, I thought. What do you guys think?
That's a good kid.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that pilot for that Asiana airline that was not drug tested, and it was his first flight? Like, he'd never flown a plane before.
Well, it was his first time landing that kind of plane at the San Francisco airport.
Yeah. He'd only flown 43 hours in the 777. Here's the latest that we have.
He reported that this was his first trip as an instructor pilot. This was the first time that he and the flying pilot that he was instructing had flown together.
The flying pilot.
Pretty bad.
So one's an instructor teaching the other. Yeah. They're like co-pilots, but one's like, it's like, you know, flight instructor.
So basically two guys who don't know what they're doing in there is what I'm getting.
That's what ended up being.
Yeah, you got the guy that's learning how to fly and the instructor who doesn't know how to fly.
His first time instructing, that's too, awesome. Right?
That's a good combination.
You know what? Why don't you go ahead and print that on the side of the plane as I'm getting on?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I would like to
know. Your pilot today is an instructor who's never instructed. He'll be teaching a pilot who's never flown. Have a nice flight.
And he's landing a tough airport, by the way.
Yeah, that's going to be $4,000 for that flight.
Yeah, right. So, you know, back in the very back of the plane, in that back galley, that's where the flight attendants strap in, you know, the ones that work the coach section of the airplane. Well, that part of the plane hit the seawall because he was not flying fast enough. And so he didn't have enough altitude, and the plane just bounced. The tail section bounced on the seawall. Mm-hmm. When that happened, the last, like, 15 feet of the airplane broke off, and those flight attendants were ejected from the plane.
And survived?
And they're fine.
How?
Yeah.
Does that
happen? I mean, I have a severe... You guys know how I am. I've gotten better, but I mean, for a while there, I was so scared to fly. Can you imagine? Mm-hmm. Could you ever fly again?
That's the thing.
If you lived through that,
you lived through it, though. I mean, that shows you.
That's the thing that gets me. Like, they'll have the people that are okay, you know, they brush them off, like, you need to go. No, I'm okay. I'm okay. They take them back in the terminal, like, all right, we got a 640 leaving. I'd be like,
no.
That better be a station wagon.
At some point, they got to fly back home to, I guess, Korea?
To South Korea?
Yeah.
Well, put me on a boat. I'm not getting back on a plane for a long time.
When you fly foreign airlines that aren't, you know, controlled in U.S. under U.S. jurisdiction, then you're kind of going to get what you get as far as their rules go. And like here, if you fly with an American airline, not the American, but any airline that's based in the USA, they have certain rules that may not be applicable elsewhere. For example, mandatory drug testing for pilots. They don't have that in Southeast Asia or in South Korea. So.
Wow.
Good question. Why not? Why wouldn't you?
Was that a factor?
They don't know.
Well, just in different countries, they do different things. Like when I come back from Mexico, they don't make me take my shoes off when I go through security. Yeah. I mean, just different countries have different rules.
Man, if we find out that the pilot of that plane was Denzel Washington, we're going to know everything that happened there.
Mm-hmm. I need to see that movie. I know, but you guys know how I am. Yeah. I've really overcome this.
Yeah.
I mean, medication is hell.
Yeah, and don't watch plane crash movies.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a good one, though.
Or like Johnny Depp with his fear of clowns surrounds himself with clowns. So perhaps
another way to deal
with your fear of plane crashes, you should only watch plane crash movies.
Yes. It's called...
You should be desensitized to it.
Right. It's called overcoming fear through
overload,
immersion.
Maybe? I don't know.
That's how you did the midget thing, Jenna.
Immerse yourself in midgets.
That's not really a politically correct term.
Well, okay.
This story coming out of Muskegon, Michigan, where 21-year-old Julia Merfeld tried to hire a hitman to kill her husband.
Oh, wow.
So she's caught on tape saying killing him is easier than divorcing him. And she was also after the $400,000 that she would get from his life insurance policy.
Oh, that too?
So she approached a coworker about bumping off her husband.
Mm-hmm. You've really got to have a lot of faith that you and your coworker have the same morals,
you really have to trust
feel
him.
The same way about murder.
Yeah. How do you pick which employee?
How do you make that? I've always wondered about that when people go out to hire people to kill their spouses or whoever. Yeah. How do you introduce that subject into conversation? Do you joke about it at
first?
You
find them on Craygslist, probably. That's a safe way.
Well, why don't you tell us how you did it?
And I'm just like, how does that even come up?
But at work, you would have to walk around her office and go, I don't think I would be
Claudia?
Really.
If you guys were going to knock someone off around the office,
she'd be the least suspect.
Who would be your go-to most trustworthy?
Oh, Trey. I'll go with Trey.
I'll go Russ Face.
Would do it for me.
That's not going to narc on you.
No. Trey would do it for me.
First of all,
do it for free.
Russ Face would screw it up because he would friend him on Facebook.
Yeah. And Trey would
misspell something.
No, Trey would kill the wrong guy. Anyway, so
and then blame it on someone else.
So this coworker, she made a bad decision because the coworker went right to the police. Then the coworker goes back under instruction and says, "Hey, I found you somebody." So an undercover cop posing as a hitman sets up a meeting and secretly videotapes Julia. She's 21. Oh, she offered $50,000 for him to kill her husband and make it look like a robbery. And now she's facing between 6 years in prison to life for solicitation of murder. Here's Julia in the tape talking about why she wants her husband killed instead of divorcing him. So this is when she's meeting with the hitman who's all wired up.
I'd like to hear her reasons. They might be very valid.
Might have a valid reason. Let's find out.
When I first decided to do this, it's not that we weren't getting along, but I mean, I was just...
So we're getting along fine. It's not that we're not getting along.
When I first decided to do this, it's not that we weren't getting along, but I mean, I was just... It was easier than... Terrible as it sounds, it was easier than divorcing him. You know, I didn't have to worry about the judgment of my family. I didn't have to worry about breaking his heart. Stuff like this is kind of like a clean getaway. I mean, it's going to break my heart when it happens, but I mean, it's something that I've been thinking about.
So don't do it if it's going to break your heart.
No, you don't want to break his heart. You want to rip it out. Yeah.
This is a good tip for ladies. Why break his heart when you can stop it?
Yeah.
Jeez. She's thinking about what her family is going to think.
And she's, what'd you say, 21?
Sociopath much?
Couldn't have been married for very long. I mean.
And here's the thing. You know, everybody feels sorry for a widow.
Yeah.
Right?
They do.
Can you imagine all the free food she's going to get?
You wonder how many times this has happened and, nobody ever gets caught.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, people have gotten away with it for sure.
I'm telling you right now, if you guys ever even think about this, I'm telling you right now, you better not.
What?
You better not.
You better
not. Asking you?
Have me killed.
Why would we have you killed? It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
And we could make far more money off blackmail.
So that's the only reason.
Who on the show would you have killed, Kelly?
Yeah, Kelly.
You mean in order?
Yeah, sure.
In order.
I mean, come on.
In order.
I mean, if I have to choose.
All right. Do you like to
I'd be more interested in knowing what you'd be willing to pay for each member of the show to be killed. That shows you how bad you want to
die. Well, if I get a coupon.
Yeah, right.
Just don't do me like the Bachelor. Don't let me be the first one off.
How about a hitman Groupon?
Can you imagine getting that email?
It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
Craddock in the morning.
You know, sometimes I think we all live in this one big global world where everybody knows what's going on everywhere else now, thanks to the internet and stuff. But then you get examples that that's not the case at all. Because, take this singer that I really like named Ed Sheeran, who's now on the road with Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
6 months ago, nobody heard his name here. We didn't even know who he was. Maybe
True.
8 months ago, before that song came out, that
A-Team.
Mm-hmm. But in England, he had already had, 6 consecutive number one songs.
Oh, wow.
So things happen in the UK that blow up and get huge, but
we don't even know.
We're so colloquial or whatever, we just don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have that for you tomorrow with a singer-songwriter by the name of Emily Sandé. Is that right? Did I say it right?
Mm. Has an accent on the E.
I didn't know if it was Emile. It's Emile. She's from Scotland, Kelly. And
then it could be... What's a Scottish accent?
Yeah. She co-wrote...
What does Sheena Easton
this
sound like?
This girl is on fire. She co-wrote that with Alicia Keys. She's done a lot of songwriting
for Rihanna
others.
Too. Mm-hmm.
She wrote Umbrella.
She wrote a song for Susan Boyle.
You gonna ask for that?
She wrote a song for Susan Boyle. I look forward to interviewing her, so we're going to have her in tomorrow.
Well, I'll wait and tell you how I found out about her.
Right.
I discovered her.
Really? You discovered her?
I personally discovered her. No, for my own, when I first came to know her.
When was that?
You want me to tell you now?
Yeah.
Watching American Idol.
Oh, yeah. She performed on the season
finale,
because didn't she?
What happened was a couple of the contestants were singing songs I'd never heard before, but I really liked them. And I always know that they copy songs that are popular.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So I just remembered some of the lyrics, so I Googled them,
and
found
her song.
And went on YouTube and found her. I'm like, she's really great, because I like the songs that other people were singing that were hers.
Yeah.
And then she actually came on the show and performed.
I mean, she's a huge deal. This is a, you'll hear this in the interview, I'm sure, while I'll bring this up. But her debut album knocked off the Beatles for the longest number of weeks on the charts for a debut album.
What? Man.
In England? 62
weeks in England on the charts. So we'll talk to her tomorrow. I got a Facebook message from April Sumner, and this brings up a sore spot on the show, and that is, what can we talk about and when it comes to things that have happened on TV or at the movies or whatever, before we're spoiling things. Here's what she says. Kid, love you guys, but we're in a fight right now, meaning me and her. I was listening this morning, and you started in on a Game of Thrones by playing part of the soundtrack. Then you started throwing out spoilers with no warning. At least give me a warning or something. I'm a season behind.
Oh, jeez.
And I'm done with book one, but I'm trying to catch up. Still, no spoilers without a heads up, please. I about drove off the road yelling and trying to turn the radio down.
Well, see, here's the thing about Game of Thrones, which I don't watch, but everybody was talking about that wedding.
Everybody did.
So, I mean, that's not a spoiler at this point, if
it's
that's what she's upset about.
It's impossible to get away from finding out about the red wedding.
You just have to bury your head completely in the sand.
Yeah.
And what is our obligation if you're a year behind? How am I in trouble?
Right.
I knew it would get spoiled for me, and I had only watched like the first two episodes of this season, but it seemed so shocking that I just went ahead and watched it. I just went ahead and watched it.
Like, I have this friend that records everything, including CNN, and yesterday I'm talking to him, like, you know, when Obama got reelected, he's like, oh, thanks a lot. I'm a year behind. Oh, great.
What I'm thinking about doing, and I know a lot of people are really upset about what happened at the end of this season of the show.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to block out who it is they're upset about dying.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking about really late on the bandwagon.
Now that you're buying Showtime.
Downton Abbey. No, that's PBS.
Oh, Downton Abbey. Okay.
Because everybody that watches it is passionate about it.
What about Game of Thrones now that you have Showtime?
I don't care about Game of Thrones. Okay. I don't want to see that blade.
Because you know what you can do? If you're a subscriber to Showtime, you can go on their app and you can watch every episode of everything they have.
And catch up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Isn't that the show that has Kristen Bell and the guy that Al makes out with in his dreams on Showtime?
Don Cheadle.
Isn't that a network on that they're on their show, Showtime?
The Game. The Game of Thrones.
So.
Al would know.
It takes place in a time
I just dream
of
about
never.
I don't really watch him.
Yes, Kelly, I think...
I would love to be on a show where I can speak like this, however.
I would love it as well.
Yes.
There's no real accent.
I don't know the plot line, to be perfectly honest. However, I will adopt the accent I'm assuming they use.
Are there dragons in this show?
Yes.
Oh, I love
dragons.
Your pentance will come, milady. What do you think of that?
Pretty
how was
good.
That?
That was pretty good.
You know, they're casting extras over at Medieval Times.
I bet that's how they all started.
Yeah. Extras at
I bet the whole
time?
Cast started over there at Medieval Times. They just moved the whole production over to Showtime.
Yeah.
Except for the eating with your hands part. But they do that, too.
Yeah.
So, anyway, to answer April, if you're a year behind on something,
tough.
I would turn off everything. Because there's just no way. If you have Twitter... Somebody's going to go, oh, yeah, it's like on Game of Thrones, the wedding where they killed everybody. Oh, great. Thanks a lot.
If she's a year
you can't
behind,
have anything.
If she's a year behind on this, she's probably still on MySpace, dog.
She might be. So, April, I'm sorry, but we do have some responsibility to be topical.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Sorry about
that. I hope you and April can get past this.
It's like you DVRing Sunday football games.
Right. No, see, that's different. Right. That's you
I don't,
turn
know,
off
how,
your phone.
I don't know how you guys do that.
I do. I just man it.
But I do it.
I don't get mad at people for... Well, yes, I do.
For a football
Jenna,
game?
You don't understand how cool it is to skip commercials during a football game and the halftime
it's
show.
It's better than football.
It's
skipping commercials is better
Sorry,
than football.
Sorry, there's something about live sporting events that I like.
It's right? still
well,
live.
You know what? You're not there, so shut up.
It's
You're
not like
not even
we,
there.
We
You're
recorded,
not even there.
I just pause it for 45 minutes so I could skip.
Right.
The best part is
we
how,
end the game at the same time.
How, yeah.
No, you don't end the game at the same time. You end the game and didn't record what's on after, so you don't even see what happens in the last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter.
You just brought up
First
my
all,
biggest pet peeve ever.
You should know that you need to do the 60-minute extension.
A lot of people don't do that, though. A lot of guys, that's the best part.
No, you got
to
add the time on.
So we'll fast forward. Oh, wow, we're just going to – did he make the field goal? I don't know because it just cut off. off.
You know, I did that with the Masters golf tournament. I wasn't able to watch it at all on Sunday afternoon. So Sunday night.
When so you finally, don't see play up.
Finally got home from a trip. I'm skipping commercials. I'm watching. I'm like, oh, man, Mickelson's going to do it. And it gets right to the end. And it's like, all right, if he makes this putt, he wins a match. Shut off. I had to look it up on Google. I had to Google who won.
See, I'd record Adam Scott winning the Masters.
All right, here's a quick here's a spoiler alert. Master Chef tonight, wow. Eva Longoria is going to choose the ingredients for the Mexican Mystery Box Challenge.
The what?
Mexican Mystery Box?
Tell us about this, JC.
Tell us about
the. I don't know what's in the Mexican Mystery Box.
Well, you don't know. She chooses the ingredients.
Yeah, this is Eva Longoria's deal.
The mystery is whatever's in the box. You got to combine it and make a fabulous dish.
I don't know what's in the Mexican Mystery Box, but I'll bet it's not legal. Whatever it is. You know?
Well, if they want a box, it should be a caja.
Excuse me?
Well, that's box in Spanish.
Oh, wow.
Caja. Let me steady you.
Caja was pink.
Caja.
Caca.
No, not caca. Caja.
What?
Caja.
Gaja.
We don't make that sound over here.
Gaja.
All right?
Sounds like La caja de
we don't make that sound.
So how would
you're
you
not allowed to make that sound once you cross that border.
How would you say poop in the box?
Caca en la caja.
Yeah. Great question, Kelly. Great question.
Thank you.
Poop in the box.
By the way, the number one fast food restaurant in Mexico, poop in the box.
Poop in the box.
Yeah.
All right. So what are we doing next? Nothing? All right.
Why should we do anything else? Haven't we done enough?
It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
For those who do care about the royal baby coming, here are a few things you might care to know.
Okay.
This baby is coming. Does it interest you to know they're spending $15,000 just on the labor and delivery room? It's really probably nicer than what Jay-Z and Beyonce had or Kim and Kanye.
$15,000?
$15,000.
Doesn't seem like a lot.
Yeah, I'm going to let you finish, but I think Kanye and Kim spent way more money than
Kanye spent like a million.
Yeah, are you sure that's not in pounds?
Well, no, it says 15. I think they did the conversion.
Even in pounds, it's still not a million.
Well, Kate didn't gain that much weight.
All right, give me another one we might care about.
But they say it's going to be more like a hotel and not like this, you know, the stale, septic, antiseptic feeling of a hospital room.
Yeah.
You know, it's got really some cool things there. All right, how about this? You can bet on the baby's name, and I know you're a gambling man, kid.
Right. I am now.
Yeah.
I'm going with North.
I'm going with William.
So we don't know if it's a boy or a girl. So right now, the name Alexandra has odds as high as 2-1.
Okay.
Or George for a male heir, and the odds are running around 12-1 for George.
Okay, so that's a leading name for a boy is George.
Mm-hmm.
Boy George. There you go.
That's cool. Yeah.
King George.
Well, if none of that excited you, how about this piece of knowledge I'm about to drop on you?
Come on.
All right.
This royal baby could be related to American royalty.
I heard this.
To Honey Boo Boo?
Jay-Z and Beyonce's daughter, Blue Ivy, is going to be the royal baby's 23rd cousin twice removed.
How
would you like to have been in charge of researching that?
No, thank you.
23rd cousin twice removed. And how many people have to die before Blue Ivy becomes the Queen of England?
Hmm?
23.
Mm. Yeah, twice 23, I guess.
So 46.
If she's a 23rd cousin removed.
Twice removed.
Twice removed. Then so it would have to be, I don't care.
You're no fun.
Not going to happen.
And Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt are also related through their French blood.
Yeah.
They're also related to the royal baby.
How about you? I'm related then. We're all probably related.
We all are.
Is Elton John already parked out front rewriting that song again, that Candle in the Wind song? Doesn't he do that for everything that happens in England?
Pretty much.
People die.
And it seems to me I had a girl and it's a little baby girl.
That's only when people die.
Gonna be a queen someday. I don't have a hero.
Just like me.
Well, I'm hoping for a baby girl. I'm very excited. And if the baby's not born by the weekend, I'm having a watching party at my house.
A baby birthing watching party.
I'm going to put on BBC America and just sit there until that baby's born.
Mm. Now, this birth, are they going to stream it? Like, are they going to have cameras in there?
Yeah, like the little baby eagle eggs.
We can watch.
Yeah. We want to watch it come out. Boom.
Hello, world.
Do you think they'll rent one of those wooden storks that are like 6 feet tall and put out in front of the palace that says it's a girl?
I bet they do.
Is Kelly going to get another day off like she did for the royal wedding?
Yeah, of course. MTV's even doing a show about it called Queen Mom.
That's funny, dog. That's funny.
Thanks,
now, you're getting on board.
I mean, if they were fun, sure. Like, if they're going to dress the baby up like Nickelback or something afterwards, put a mustache. What's funnier than a mustache on a baby? They ought to show the baby a mustache.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast, a condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.